Yes, sir. It's your boy, Big Vern. You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. You heard?
You can go there with your family, and you can meet new friends in the library. When you're at the library, you can read lots of books, and you can find any book. There are lots of Dog Man books, which are my favorite books of all. When I go to the library, I read them, and that's why I like the library.
I'm also on a radio show at the library, and there was also a video making workshop that I did, and I did some animation, and I made a lot of new friends, and I laughed a lot, and it was really fun. My main reason of coming here is because it's books. Of course, it's a library. And I really like the wide selection of books, and they have computers and all sorts of stuff. They also recently did a mural painting thing where they painted the computer room in the back, and I got to be a part of that, and it was really fun. It looks really cool now, and I just really appreciate the library for being here. And if I had to choose between this library and any other one to go to, I would choose this one. I really like the Hudson Area Library, and I hope that it stays running for as long as I live or maybe even longer, because I know a bunch of people that love to read.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit DedicatedPresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of LOVID. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Summer-like weather took over the Hudson Valley this past week with record high temperatures, brush fires, and air quality warnings. The temperature at Albany International Airport reached 88 degrees on April 13th, breaking the previous record of 87 degrees for that date set in 1977. Poughkeepsie also broke its high temperature record April 13th with 90 degrees reported there. The entire Hudson Valley was given a high fire danger rating from the Department of Environmental Conservation, and brush fires were reported in Orange County and Schoharie County. Forest Ranger Lieutenant Scott Jackson explained why conditions are ripe for fires, saying, and I quote, "The tree leaves aren't out yet, and green grass hasn't started growing, and the sunlight is hitting the ground directly. The dead grass and leaves are readily available to burn, especially when we have drier conditions like we are having this week with temperatures above normal," end quote. The annual prohibition on residential brush burning continues through May 14th. New York's Department of Environmental Conservation and Health also issued an air quality health advisory for much of the Hudson Valley on April 14th because of elevated levels of ozone. The good news for these weather problems is that rain is forecasted for the weekend and beginning of the week, which should lessen the heat, fire threat, and poor air quality. Thomas C. Zambito reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that Holtec International now says it will delay the release of radioactive water from reactors at the shuttered Indian Point nuclear power plant into the Hudson River. Company had planned to release the first batch of 1 million gallons of radiological water into the Hudson River in May. Holtec spokesperson Patrick O'Brien released a statement that said, and I quote, "While Holtec notes that the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission has ultimate authority over radiological liquid releases at Indian Point and at other sites across the country, We hope this voluntary pause will be viewed positively as an indication of our willingness to work together with the state and with the surrounding community, end quote. Riverkeeper Legal Director Richard Webster emphasized that his group opposes any release of radioactive material into the Hudson River at any time, saying, and I quote, "If there is a way not to discharge this stuff into the river, let's do it," end quote. Read more about this story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul's new nominee to become New York's top judge, Rowan Wilson, faces the beginning of his confirmation hearing on April 17th. The State Senate Judiciary Committee asked questions of Hochul's second nominee after they rejected her first choice, Hector LaSalle. Wilson has received a far warmer reception from legislators in the State Senate than LaSalle did. If confirmed, Wilson would be the first black chief judge in New York history. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Representative Elise Stefanik has a form on her website for constituents to give her opinions on the 2023 Farm Bill. Stefanik said, and I quote, "Agriculture is the backbone of upstate New York and the North Country. As Congress is working to draft this year's Farm Bill, farmers across New York's 21st District can use this input form to directly share their priorities with me so I can bring them to the highest levels," end quote. Every 5 years, Congress passes a Farm Bill that affects a host of agricultural issues. Stefanik, who represents Rensselaer County and the rest of the 21st Congressional District, is not on the House Agricultural Committee, which drafts the Farm Bill. Mark Molinaro, the Republican representing the 19th Congressional District, is on the Agricultural Committee. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, there will be a slight chance of showers between noon and 2 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 75 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, with a temperature low of around 56 degrees. And on Sunday, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a temperature high near 69 degrees. And Sunday night, a chance of showers after 2 a.m., it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 54 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia Counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Pat Linnan of Hillsdale, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Info, music, signals, news, fun and frolic, and emergency instructions.
90.7 FM, WGXC.
Number
10. Here is 2013 new music from sometimes Hudson resident Michelle Nadicello. The song is called Vuma.
I'm not
number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine,
nine, nine.
Next, here is 2023 new music from African Head Charge. First sounds from them in 10 years or so. This song is called Microdosing on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number sub in a grief storm. Time of my negative beat gone and my peace torn in an alley abandoned and murdered and reborn in a beat form. And breathless and I exhale and I rearm and a spin won't stop. Nazi pop opera, they found a flock. Now I'm looking for a roadblock. Padlocks, pants and socks. Place to wash this pain off and a bureaucrats in a face off and I've seen enough.
Seven.
She ordered me a Newcastle and handed me a Marlboro, stuck a dove in my right hand. She took a quick picture, but even when we squinted, I didn't look so much like Robert Plant. She flew a flag that she made from a bed sheet. A sideways skull and a lopsided pentagram said, asymmetrical's way more diabolical. You don't want to make it look too perfect, man. The trick is not getting cynical. She had a hairbrush mic and a fantasy band. She opened up with We Are the Champions. Went right into Under My Wheels. I was trying to figure out how I feel. Faded denim with the buttons and badges, laminates and backstage passes. Jacket held together by the Rock Band patches. They let her smoke, but she can't have matches after last week's pyro disaster. She'd like me better if I didn't wear glasses. Show at the pyramids. She said she needs to take a call from her lawyers. Introduce me to the dudes that she's calling her crew. An assortment of sad self-destroyers. Sitting six to a table in the room off the kitchen. Telling stories about things they imagined. Like after the show we got roofed on the Reaper Bond. Woke up in a video cabin. I was rolling my eyes at the ritual lies. Okay, maybe half of that happens. She bites down on the cap room when the blood comes from her mouth. It's hard to fully rock in a halfway house. The band would be better if they weren't such burnouts. The Beatle boots and the glam rock top hat isn't gonna make any difference. It never works when no one listens.
denim with the buttons and badges, laminates and backstage passes, a jacket held together by the rock band patches. Let her smoke when she can't have matches. Bites down on the capsule and the blood comes from her mouth, but it's hard to really rock in a halfway house. The pesky problem of the temple turnout. I said I got a band too, we're called the Price of Progress. We got a reputation as New Hampshire's artists. Our singer's psycho and our fans are violent. Once they let me loose, we're probably touring Europe. A morning meeting's in the room off the kitchen. No medication for the same old depression. It never works when no one listens. But it's sure nice to meet some fellow musicians.
Number
six.
And I'm Tom Rowe in Acre on WGXC 90.7 FM. This next song is from Poughkeepsie's Joe McPhee. He's on the reeds with Steve Swell and Ithaca-based drummer Chris Corsano. The album is called Sometimes the Air Is, and this is the title track from the 2023 album, Sometimes the Air Is.
Thank you.
number
five, 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 five,
five.
2023 music from Sunburned Hand of the Man. The album's called That Which Is, and this song is Exploding Head Flick. WGXC.
Number
4.
Here's 2023 new music from Meg Baird. She used to be in the Espers. She's had a long solo career since then, and this 2023 album is called Furling, and this is Star Hill song from that album.
Thank you.
number
three.
Thank you.
2023 album This Stupid World from Yola Tenga. That's Sinatra Drive Breakdown on 90.7 FM WGXC.
Number
two. Next here's 2023 music from Deerhoof. The song is called Sit Down and Let Me Tell You a Story. これから話すもの語り愛と奇跡歌うディファに来てごらん雷起こってこやはう押しつぶされそうになる
One.
Now here's 2023 new music from Boy Genius from their album The Record. This is Not Strong Enough.